In 1991, contamination was found on the property, and the notification laws back then basically were non-existent. And so it wasn't. It kind of bounced around until 17 years later, in 2008, when a reporter discovered this was the contamination was there, and the contamination was now migrating, a plume, migratory plume, they call it, and it was spreading across the West St. Pete Azalea neighborhoods. And so we've got legislation to require better notification. So what's happening now is that people know about it now. Political pressure is being applied, and they're going to start the cleanup. And I want that in law so we don't have another situation where they have to wait 17 years. And so that's what's going on now as far as the Raytheon situation. And then they came back with an estimate on the cleanup. And they say that the complete cleanup won't happen, be complete for 78 years is the projection right now. And so we are calling on the governor, we're calling on DEP, and really we've brought Senator Nelson into this, that we've got to apply more pressure, that 78 years is unacceptable for the people that live in Azalea. It might as well be never, if it's going to be their entire lifetime, or and it's a generational impact for passing that home on to their family, or being able to sell it and save for retirement, or help with the child's homestead—it's a generational impact, and I think it's unacceptable.
And in your latest indictment, in your indictment series against your opponent for U.S. Congress, Bill Young, you mentioned that he has gotten a lot of campaign contributions from the Star Center, which is the site where this Raytheon plant is, including a lot of contributions from Raytheon itself. Can you go into more detail about that?
Yeah, we've been curious for a while. It's been very disappointing. The congressman has not been involved. You know, we've had Senator Nelson, our statewide U.S. senator, came to the Azalea Rec Center for a town hall meeting because he recognized that this was an important issue for our neighborhoods. We haven't had our congressman there, and so we're curious about it. Turns out he's got close to $100,000 in campaign contributions over the years from Raytheon itself and from executives at Raytheon. And so, you know, you don't have to be a rocket scientist to draw that it's just too close for comfort. And that's what happens when people have been in Washington too long. They get too close to the lobbyists, they get too close to the insiders, and they get out of touch with the people that sent them there in the first place. This toxic plume is one, you've got the environmental impact damage of it. But these people had basically seen their home's value become plummet or become worthless. And I'm hearing anecdotally that we're going to have people, this is kind of the last straw, and they're going to walk away from their homes. And we're going to have vacant homes in what's a very nice neighborhood because we can't get the people to get their act together and clean it up. And we need people at every level of government, including Washington, that understand the real impact on the day-to-day lives of our community. And so that's why I ran for office in the first place, and that's why I'm running for office again in 2010.